Voting is underway in Syria's first local election since the country engulfed in a deadly conflict. Polls opened across the government-controlled regions in the early morning hours. More than 40,000 candidates are reportedly competing in the elections. There are over 18,000 seats in the local administrative councils. Across all provinces, local officials are observing the electoral process as Syrians line up to cast their ballots. Voting centers are expected to stay open for 12 hours. The municipal-level councils are responsible for reconstruction and urban development, among other responsibilities. The last local elections were held in December 2011. Analyst and political commentator Mimi Al-Lahm joins us now from Perth. Ms. Al-Lahm, welcome to the program. Talk to us about the significance of these elections and also about the importance of their timing as well.
Well, these elections, they demonstrate the fact that Syria is going ahead with its reforms, the democratic reforms that they talked about in 2010 and 2011, that the U.S. government and its allies, NATO and the GCC, basically claimed were fake and Assad's attempt to stay in power. But the promises are being fulfilled, elections are ongoing, in spite of the West's claims that Syrian democracy doesn't exist and they need, U.S. bombs to give them freedom. Syria has its elections now. Probably it's going to be far more democratic than anything we saw in the United States.
And surely at this time, the United States and its allies will try to put a big question mark over the elections and their credibility at this point, won't they?
Exactly. And it's very ironic, since we all have seen that the deep state controls the U.S. No matter who gets into power, they seem to enact the exact same policies, especially we saw Trump going from being opposed to war in Syria and opposed to putting U.S. troops in Syria until he became the U.S. president and basically did exactly what the deep state wants. It's very clear that these countries that would like to put doubt on other nations' credibility and elections themselves have far more problems. And especially this is important now because the Syrian war is about to be ending in victory for the Syrian government, both in Idlib and in the east of the country, where U.S. troops are illegally stationed.
Mimi Al-Lahm joining us from Perth. Thank you very much for your comments.